Okay, testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2.
Okay, how about just counting about 5 there, let me see how this thing.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, first thing, if your good luck comes a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all at
once.
Okay. And talking about the wind blowing, you'd say last night the wind did quiet.
Wind blew.
Yeah, and talking about something freezing, you'd say it is
frozen. Yeah.
Okay. When you were talking about buildings on the farm, she didn't ask you this. Do you ever see a building or a little or any kind of thing around the farm just for storing corn?
Like a silo? Or
okay, testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2.
Quib around there, ever hear the one?
I think
oh, now I just the word, but count I'm about 5 there, let me see how this thing
changes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, first thing, if your good luck comes a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all at
once.
Okay. And talking about the wind blowing, you'd say last night the wind did quiet.
Wind blew.
Talking about something freezing, you'd say it is
frozen.
Okay. When you were talking about buildings on the farm, she didn't ask you this. Do you ever see a building or a little or any kind of thing around the farm just for storing corn?
Silo? Or we don't have a corn storage plants or anything.
Yeah. Anybody ever have a corn crib around there? Ever hear anything like that?
I think I may have heard the word, but it's not something I'm really familiar with.
Okay. What about hay? Did people around there raise hay much?
Yes, a lot of people raise hay. In fact, we used to buy hay every year for our cows.
Well, when they cut it, did they have any name for it? Well, when you raised it up in piles, in small piles in the field?
Well,
okay. Let's see. You mentioned in the interview, it was a kind of sack, maybe a fertilizer, or sometimes feed comes in, rough kind of material, you call it a toe sack. Ever heard any other names for that?
Fertilizer bag.
What is that called? Croaker sack?
I was going to say croaker sack. I started to say croaker sack, but I thought that when I did the interview the first time, I remembered a saying burlap bag, because I didn't think of that. I first of all thought of a croaker sack.
All those are synonymous to you? Is that the same thing?
A burlap sack and a croaker sack, I guess, pretty much. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess a tote sack too. I said tote sack?
Which one of the terms do you think you would be most likely to use if you were just at home, around your friends?
Well, if it was a rough, like, material that was the sack was made out of, I would probably more than likely say a croaker sack. Or a burlap bag, that would probably be sack.
Okay. She talked to you some about little things that kids play on, like seesaw. Did you ever see a thing maybe you made out in the playground where you might nail a plank onto a stump and spin and get on it and go around and land on it?
What we call a lantern.
Like a carousel or something?
Yeah. Or, you know, things like things that they make and put in bags for little kids. They get on the horses and go around.
Yeah, a merry-go-round.
Yeah, did you ever have a homemade one of those?
No.
So the only term, your only time to use the term merry-go-round is for the thing you do. See, yeah, it may be a fair.
Yeah, I may call it a carousel. Yeah, I always think of, I don't know, either carousel or merry-go-round, I guess. Yeah.
And,